Yo soy la auténtica, la más guapa, codiciada y excéntrica, deseada, envidiada y fantástica. Soy la princesa de South Beach.
Previously on The Princess of South Beach. Raul is recovering at the hospital after being beaten up by the mobsters who are coming after Nacho to get the money he owes them. Raul told all of this to Luisa, who went to visit him at the hospital. She really is turning over a new leaf, huh? And after an existential crisis, Maria del Carmen went to see the only person she trusts, Hermana Claudia. With Estrella, she ended up telling her nun mom the whole story. What they didn't realize was that Nacho followed them to the convent and secretly listened to the entire thing. When Nacho realized that Gloria was actually Maria del Carmen, he threatened her. And after a struggle involving all three, a body fell to the ground. But whose will it be?
Are you two okay?
I think so.
Yeah, I'm okay. Oh God, his head is bleeding.
Nacho? Oh no, that's a lot of blood.
No. Get out of the way. Let me see if he's breathing. Looks like he hit his head pretty hard on the statue of San Martin de Porres. Well, he's dead.
What?
Ay, Dios mío. It was an accident. He grabbed me, and I was just trying to get away. I pushed him, but it was instinct. I killed him. We need to call an ambulance.
Pero for what? Didn't I just tell you that he's dead?
No. I'm not going to prison. I am not made for prison.
What are we gonna do?
Ay, okay. Calm down, both of you. I already got a dead body on my hands. I don't need two panicking girls on top
of
it.
I'm so sorry. Forgive me. This is all my fault. If I hadn't...
Enough with that. Guilt is not gonna solve anything. You can take that conversation up with God later. He's busy, but he'll make time. Now, we're in this together. Estrella, go and bring that mantle that's by the statue, by the altar. The one that's covering the statue of Jesus.
Yeah, I guess he doesn't really need it now.
Maria del Carmen, which one is your car?
That one, Estrella's.
Perfecto. Now, help me turn him over.
What? No. I can't touch him. He's dead. I can't. Ow.
Get it together, Maria del Carmen. Focus.
Damn.
Caramba. We need to find his keys. Now, lift him up so I can check his pockets. Okay, got him. Now, bring his car around the front, but make sure to not turn on the headlights. We don't want to call attention to ourselves. The screaming and the fighting and the accidental murder have been enough. Park his car with the trunk looking towards the church entrance. Why are you both still staring at me? Move!
Yeah.
Hermana, have you, done this before?
What do you think, huh? That I was born in a habit? Ay, por favor. I've seen some you-know-what. Mira, now, move!
Wow. Okay, I was not expecting that from a nun. Bueno, while those three cover up their crime, Raul is recovering from his injuries and drowning his sorrows at the bottom of a bottle with the most unexpected friend, Luisa.
Luisa, thank you for offering me a place to stay for the night. Truth is, I don't feel too safe spending the night alone in my house with everything that's going
don't
on.
Don't mention it. Honestamente, I'm thankful for the company.
I never thought you were the type to like company.
What is that supposed to mean?
Nothing.
No, I'm kidding. I know I can be a kind of a bitch sometimes, but I'm working on it. Don't put the cup down without a coaster,
yes,
por
yes,
Dios.
Yes, sorry.
Oh. Sorry. I mean, I've been kind of lonely too.
Well, then let's toast for all the sad and lonely people out there.
Oh, yeah. You've never told me why Gloria left you. I would ask her myself, but truth be told, since the accident, she's not talking to me much anymore.
I don't know. She just kept saying that she couldn't be with me. You know, that things had changed. But how could that happen if she was the A1 sauce to my steak?
Do you not know how to engage in a conversation without veering into metaphors?
She used to love my metaphors. She pretended like she didn't, but she loved.
Yeah. Bueno. Just stop crying, okay? She'll probably come around. You know how she is. One day she loves a dress, and the next she's throwing it out the window.
No, this is different. You know, ever since the accident, she doesn't laugh like she did before. She doesn't talk like she did before. She's completely different. And if I lose her...
Mira, maybe this is for the best. People change. And the last thing you want is to realize too late that you're with the wrong person. You deserve someone who loves you. For you, Raul. Trust me.
Don't tell me that you and Esteban aren't happy. You've always seemed so... Well, actually, now that you mention it, I don't know if I've ever seen you two in the same room.
It didn't used to be like this. But now, truth is, he doesn't even speak to me that much. I don't think he's much of a fan of Luisa Calderón.
Pues, he's an idiot.
¿Cómo? What did you say?
He's an idiot, okay? Luisa, maybe we haven't really gotten along, but I'm starting to see who you really are. And you are caring and funny and kind. Maybe not to everyone, but definitely to people you care about. And I mean, you're real in a city full of fake people.
My plastic surgeon would disagree.
The point is, if Esteban can't appreciate the wonderful wife he has, then he's an idiot.
See?
Mm-hmm.
He's an idiot.
Idiot.
But for some reason, I love him. And it's taken me 20 years to realize that he doesn't love me back. The only thing he ever loved was my money.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's okay.
Oh, my God. This is so embarrassing.
Just breathe with me. See? Okay, inhale, exhale.
I don't even know why this
slowly.
Is happening.
It's okay.
I didn't think I could cry anymore.
Oh, just believe me. It never stops. Okay?
Oh, God. Okay, this is going to sound strange. Okay, but can you hug me? I haven't had physical contact with another human being in a very, 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 very long time.
Of course. I love hugs.
Okay. Oh, that feels nice. Yeah. Oh, that's nice. You're nice.
Whoa, what are you doing? Did you just... try to kiss me?
Sorry. I'm drunk and I thought there was a vibe and I haven't been kissed in over a decade and I'm so sorry. I'm going to bed.
No. It's okay.
Yeah,
Listen, don't get me wrong. You're a hot older woman, but you're a hot older woman who is the mother of my ex-fiance. So,
can you stop saying older woman?
I'm so sorry. Should I go? I was planning on staying over because of the thugs, you know, trying to kill me and my father, but,
No, it's fine. Just stay. Let's just pretend this didn't happen.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'll leave you to it. I have to brush my hair.
Whoa! Can't a day go by without someone cheating on someone else? And Raul, I didn't think that you were sort of into my mom. Ugh. Bueno, it seems like things are awkward. Or maybe hot? Between Raul and Luisa? Ugh, whatever. Let's see how our three accidental murderers are doing.
Hey, tea lovers, it's me, Tatiana, obviously. Boy, do we have a juicy scoop for you on the next Tea with Tatiana. Next week, we'll have Karen, self-proclaimed assistant of the year, giving us all the juicy insights we've been craving for on the Calderón front. Also, there's more talk about that slick Lincoln Aviator GT. Oh, gosh, that SUV is really taking over. I love it! All right, that's it for now. But be sure to tune in next time for more scandalous rumors about the Calderons on the next Tea with Tatiana.
Okay, on the count of three, we lift him up. Ready? Uno, dos, tres.
Nacho is surprisingly heavy for a short guy.
Nacho, forgive me. I never meant for this to happen.
Ay, niña, what's done is done. Now all that's left is to pray and get rid of the body.
Seriously, hermana. You're kind of scaring me. What did you do before becoming a nun?
Well, everything started at a work camp in Cuba. I was a lounge singer, and I met a young Fidel before he was the revolutionary. And then, well, you know what happened, el maldito. But that story's for another day. For now, Maria del Carmen, remember when you were a little girl and we took you to the Everglades on a day trip?
Sí.
Bueno. That's where you're going to get right now, huh, Maria? You drive Nacho's car, and Estrella, you follow her in your car.
Why do I have to drive Nacho's car?
Ay, mi amor, porque I think that a nun driving a Ferrari is going to seem a little suspicious, don't you think, Maria? No one would be surprised to see Gloria Calderón driving a car like that, which is why Estrella can't drive it either. Has to be you. Ahora. Pay attention. Get on the 836 until you make it to the 41. Don't stop until you make it to the middle of the Everglades.
And then what?
Then you put the car in neutral and you push it into the swamp.
Hermana, no one should know how to get rid of a body so quickly. It's awesome, but also disturbing.
Bad. Now, vayan con Dios. I'll stay behind and clean this mess.
So now Maria del Carmen doesn't just steal lives, she takes lives? What happened to the innocent girl from the convent? Spoiler alert, she's disposing of a dead body. Estrella, I am freaking out.
Maria, listen to me. You're okay. Just breathe. Let me hear you breathe. Okay, that was a little intense, but we're almost there. Stay calm. I'm right behind you. We'll dump the car and drive right back.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I think there's a cop following us.
Oh, my God, Maddie. You're so nervous. Nobody is following us.
No, I'm being serious. I think there's a cop following us.
I already told you. There's no one following us. Okay. Maybe there is a cop following us.
A Ferrari that's not hers, a body in the trunk, and on her way to the Everglades? How are you going to get yourself out of this one, little sis?
If you're enjoying Princess of South Beach, please subscribe, rate, and review our show wherever you're listening. The Princess of South Beach is a production of iHeart's My Cultura podcast network and Sonoro. Created and directed by Jasmine Romero. Written by Jasmine Romero and Joanna Hausman, with help from Daniela Sarkis, Monisa Hinrichs, and Christian Hatar. Produced by Luis Eduardo Castillo. Executive produced by Connell Byrne and Giselle Bances for iHeart. By Joanna Hausman, and by Jasmine Romero and Joshua Weinstein for Sonoro. Performances in this episode by Rachel Zegler, Gina Torres, Yvonne Cole, Ex Mayo, and Andy Bustillos. Our production manager is Querenza Chaires. Recording and engineering by Emiliano Quintanar, with sound design by Edwin Irigoyen, Cassandra Tinajero, Andres Baena, Diego Medina, and Andres Coronado. Assistant sound design by Eric Centeno. Casting and coordination by Andres Chaires. Foley by Samantha Gonzalez Fong. Our theme song and original music by Rodrigo Garcia Robles and Charlie Hernandez.